Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast that delves into the fascinating world of quantitative finance. I'm your host, Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're diving deep into a paper that explores the intersection of quantum mechanics and finance.
Sounds intriguing, Finn. What's the core idea here?
Well, the author, David Orell, draws parallels between quantum physics and finance, suggesting that quantum ideas can be applied to model financial markets. He specifically focuses on volatility and introduces a concept called Q-variance.
Q-variance, tell me more.
Basically, it is related to the idea that in quantum physics, the probability of the location of a particle collapses at the point of measurement. This also happens in finance, where there is a fuzzy idea of value, but at the point of transaction, there is a single price. I think that the most interesting idea is that instead of considering time in steps, they looked at a single period as a whole.
So how does this Q-variance manifest in the market?
The paper suggests that the model behaves like a quantum spring. It is about how price changes and volatility are linked. He challenges the idea of random walk theory in finance.
Now, can you give the audience some steps on testing this Q-variance?
So first, you need your data. Get 50 years' worth of daily S&P 500 data. Then calculate a time series of returns and volatilities over periods of T days. Calculate the series of log returns and the time series of volatilities over T days. Scale the returns with the square root of T. Create a new time series. Call them Z. Then subtract off the mean. Plot the vols on the vertical axis and Z on the horizontal axis.
What do you think, Finn?
I'd say it is an interesting thing to consider when looking at finance. It challenges the way that many people view quant finance by stepping outside of the box. It might be a useful theory to consider when trying to predict future volatility for algorithmic trading.
Fascinating stuff, Finn. Any final thoughts?
It's definitely worth exploring, but as the author points out, more research is needed to fully understand its implications and potential applications. And if anyone out there knows more about it, please let us know. It poses an interesting question. Can we explain the plots and better understand this Q-variance property?
Great insights. Well, that wraps up our discussion on Q-variance. Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk. Until next time.